This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said Ukrainian artillery hit a Russian town for the third time this week, and drones struck two oil refineries in an uptick in attacks on Russian territory as Ukraine prepares a Western-backed push to end Moscow's invasion. Inside Ukraine, Russian installed officials said five people had been killed in Ukrainian army shelling of a Russian-occupied village in the east, where Russia has fought months of bloody and inconclusive battles to try to seize more territory. The U.S. Senate awaits House action on the debt ceiling and budget cuts deal, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With top House Republican Kevin McCarthy furiously trying to sway skeptical conservatives, Senate counterpart Mitch McConnell's urging the party to stay together.
House Republicans' unity gave them the upper hand. They used it to secure a much-needed step in the right direction.
Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's warning Republicans against scuttling the bill.
Any needless delay, any last-minute brinksmanship at this point would be an unacceptable risk.
And says the Senate will move fast when the time comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Wednesday the U.S. was serious about peace in Sudan after Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force over a ceasefire and aid access.
We want them to take the opportunity for peace seriously. We're certainly serious about it. We're helping represent and facilitate these conversations. We want to see them act accordingly.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A North Korea spy satellite launch has failed with the rocket crashing into the sea. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In parts of South Korea and Japan, residents took shelter after North Korea launched a rocket, which later crashed into the sea. Admitting failure is a setback to leader Kim Jong-un's push to boost military capability amid tension with the U.S. and South Korea, but North Korea is now promising to look into what went wrong and try a second launch soon. Any North Korean satellite launch is a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions that ban the country from launches that use ballistic technology. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni on Wednesday defied international calls to rescind an anti-gay law seen as one of the world's harshest, including a potential death penalty for quote-unquote aggravated homosexuality. Ugandan activists have called on international donors to impose sanctions against the Central African country leaders over the law. U.S. President Joe Biden, as well as the European Union and UN Guterres, have also slammed the legislation, warning foreign aid and investment for Uganda could be jeopardized unless the law is repealed. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and former governor of the northeastern state of New Jersey, Chris Christie, are planning to enter the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination next week in long-shot challenges to the dominance of frontrunner Donald Trump. Christie, who advised Trump's campaign in 2016 only to become a vocal critic of the former president, will formally announce his 2024 campaign on June 6th. A person familiar with the matter said. A third man has been charged in the 2002 shooting death of American hip-hop star Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jam Master Jay, Run-DMC!
It's the latest in a case that languished for years with witnesses reluctant to speak. Federal prosecutors in New York filed a superseding indictment charging Jay Bryan in the death of Jason Jam Master Jay Mizell. The 49-year-old Queens man was already in custody on unrelated federal drug charges. In 2020, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr. were also indicted for Jam Master Jay's murder. The hip-hop trailblazer was shot in the head in his studio. At the time, authorities said it involved a drug deal gone bad. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.